Hello and welcome to Resync, an Assassin's Creed podcast. I'm your host, Landon, joined as always by my wonderful co-host, Lucas. Lucas, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I have a pretty big announcement that does affect this podcast. As I had mentioned on our Patreon, go check it out, patreon.com/resyncpodcast. I kind of gave a little preview because I was really late on uploading last week's, I'm not gonna lie, and now we're late this week because we usually record on Saturdays. We're recording on a Sunday today, so technically this episode should have already been up as we're recording this, but what can you do? Shit happens. It's my fault. I take responsibility for it because not to get into specifics or anything, but you know, we currently live in Indiana. We're like 20 minutes away from each other, but in about a month from now, actually it'll be just slightly under a month, I'm going to be moving to Wisconsin. So, as we had mentioned over the last few weeks, I'm going to be going on a work trip. Well, I also just got a work offer to help launch a new building in Wisconsin directly after my work trip. So it's not like I'm going like about an hour and a half north for a few weeks and then turning around, coming back here and then moving like 4.5 hours away. So, there's been a lot going on the last couple weeks between sort of figuring out if this launch was going to happen and then getting the logistics figured out because they wanted me to come even earlier. And I was like, I'm going to be on this work trip. Can we push it back a little bit? And they said, okay. But we're currently scrambling to try to find a place to live, like myself and my girlfriend. And so it's a lot of craziness, but this will actually be the last time that we do this podcast physically together.
I know.
I'm stroking his leg right now because I won't be able to do that anymore. We're still continuing the podcast. The podcast isn't going anywhere. However, there is going to be essentially just really a hiatus at this point because, you know, we weren't going to do the podcast for like a month because of my work trip. Now we're going to kind of extend that by another like 2 or 3 weeks just because of the move, getting set up. We are going to be moving the podcast a day forward. So instead of new episodes releasing on Sundays for Patreon and Monday for everyone else, it'll be Saturdays for Patreon and Sundays because we're going to start recording on Fridays because my new schedule, I still work Sunday through Wednesdays, but I go in at like 2 a.m. on Sundays, so essentially Saturday night. So we're just going to start recording a day earlier to make sure we can get these episodes out in a more timely fashion.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I have a perfect track record already. But yeah, we'll have more detailed information as we get closer because a lot of this is happening like over like the last few days. Like I found out about like me having to leave on Tuesday. As you guys see this like a week ago.
Yeah, and I didn't know until like Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even tell them for like 3 days because it was literally just go, go, go. I just told my family about it yesterday. He was actually the first person that got to find out outside of work that I had to tell because I was like, hey, this is my last day here.
Special.
Yeah. But yeah, so just a lot of craziness going on. I'm very stressed right now as I'm figuring out the logistics of it all, but I'm excited. We did get a pretty penny bonus for doing so. So I'm here in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be a lot richer. And then immediately not richer because we have a lot of money to spend on the move. But I will be getting a new PC. Mark my words. So hopefully I can make the podcast a little better because of that. I don't think we're too constrained right now on my current PC, but it is very annoying.
It's more just like time to set up.
Yeah.
Like it takes like an hour for this thing to boot up and for us to be able to use it.
Yeah, honestly. So hopefully, you know, I'm sure we'll have a couple bumps as we kind of try to sort of re-get a new like studio setup. You know, I'm going to get my own like green screen / studio setup. He's going to reconfigure the current studio. So it might take us a little bit to really try and get things nailed down. Hopefully, because we are taking a like 2 or 3 extra weeks off, we can maybe try and like get it nailed down beforehand. But yeah, bear with us. We will be back. Just, you know, it's going to be a slightly longer wait for new episodes, and it's going to, now we're going to have to do it remotely because I'm going to live in another state. But yeah, it's sad and exciting at the whole time, but over, you know, the actual course of time, it won't affect the podcast.
Yeah, the studio lasted a whole season.
Not even
a whole season.
But well, I mean, like I said, we'll still have the same quality. We'll just have to make some adjustments. The only thing that's really going to change here. But
we'll try and do like a together holiday episode. Because, you know, I'm sure he's coming back for the holidays.
I will. Yeah, I've already made commitments to be back for Christmas. Because we usually have time off at work around then anyway. So, yeah, I'll find some time to come home for the holidays and we'll have some fun there.
Some together time.
Together. But yeah, so just to keep you guys updated, it'll probably be that first week, or I guess when we record, it'll be like the second week of November will be when we officially get back, but TBD on all that, as you know, I'm getting all moved and everything, but yeah, it'll be another little hiatus. Sorry about that. Like I said, this is on me. Got some shit going on.
Hopefully, once you get settled in, you know, we'll be good again.
Yeah, well, we should be good. We'll wrap up Arkham Radio's first season, which, yeah, we all have one episode left. It's just going to take forever to fucking happen. But it gives me plenty of time to do Riddler challenges, which I'm happy about. And then we'll have 3 more episodes of Brotherhood to get through.
Yeah.
So we'll get through the final act. Essentially, then the last bit going for the holidays. Hopefully, we should be done by Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving, and then we'll probably start Revelations right around Christmas.
Maybe our first episode can be like a reunion episode back at the studio.
Yeah, it'll be around that time because we'll have like 3 or 4 bonus episodes in between Brotherhood and Revelations. And so it'll be like right around Christmas / the new year when we start Revelations. So it'll be close. We'll have to see. But anyway, so we've been rambling a lot. But yeah, big changes are coming. I'll have more details as soon as I'm able. But again, the break's going to be a little more extended as I'm kind of getting moved and everything. There's going to be a couple changes to the podcast. But overall, it's still here. We're not going anywhere. I guess I am technically going somewhere, but the podcast isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, basically business as usual, just because, you know, our hiatuses like to come in frequency and in spontaneity. So,
yeah, we'll get there eventually. We'll be legit podcasters one day.
One day. One day we'll stick to a schedule. It'll be great.
Honestly, though, shout out to you guys. We have a shit ton of people listening to us on Apple at this point.
Oh, yeah.
We have like really over 400 hours listened to in total for the podcast on Apple. So huge shout out to you Apple listeners. You guys are actually like consistently listening too. Yeah, appreciate you guys. I know you can't really comment or anything, but just know we appreciate you. And check out our Patreon, like have a discussion with us, like head over to YouTube and leave a comment because we'd like to hear from you guys.
Yes, we love community interaction.
Yeah, hell yeah. And we do have plans like further down the road of like some awesome stuff hopefully that we can do as the podcast continues to grow. But you know, we're kind of taking it one step at a time here. But I will say, as much as it does suck like taking the podcast remotely, the money that I'm about to come into in doing this, I'm hoping will help contribute to overall making the podcast better. And I'd like to, you know, put some more of like some of it into the podcast here, coming up with some cool things. So stay tuned for that, but I'll let you know for sure. Anyway, proper podcast time. But before we get into this sequence, we'll talk about last week's trivia. So I asked you guys last week, what is the name of the real chest carrier that we killed and impersonated in order to get to the banker?
It was Luigi.
Luigi. Mario's brother. He's dead. And now Mario He's is dead. Hunting us down.
There better be a Mario reference at some point. I mean, I guess...
There was in Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah, but... Okay.
Actually, both the Mario brothers are now dead.
Yeah.
So.
Where's Bowser at?
Where's Bowser? Will he be good or evil? Because they've kind of went all over the place. But yeah, so congrats to those who got it right. Stay tuned for this week's trivia question later on. So, sequence 6. How do you feel about it, Lucas?
It was nice and short. Bart needs to, like, not be so cocky about himself. He's just so confident in his ability to do anything and everything. And Ezio is just, like, hearing him out. And he's like, okay, I believe you. But, like, what about this? And he's like, okay, maybe we do need your help.
I wonder if he has, like, Bros has, like, medieval bipolar. Because he's always just on 100, like, no matter what. Because, yeah, like, he starts out the sequence, he's like, I got this under control, everything's fine, and it's not fine.
Yeah, literally within 30 seconds of that conversation, he's like, okay, it's you. You're the guy.
Well, but then I will also say, you know, once they, once his wife is captured and they go to the camp, he's immediately like, everything's fucked, I'm going to turn myself in, this, you know, we failed. And Ezio kind of has to, like, rally him. And so he finally, like, breaks there. And then it's just like, nope, we're done. I give up. There's nothing I can do about it. Fuck this. I'm out. But, you know, he's definitely a fan favorite character for a reason. Good old Barty having some fun this sequence.
Bart and Bianca.
Bart and Bianca. Our little BB queens. But yeah, so let's get into the sequence proper. So Ezio meets with Bartolomeo to assist in his efforts against the French, even though Bart claims that he has things under control, as we had just said. Not the case.
No.
And so Ezio must prevent the French troops from seizing the barracks by lowering the three gates leading inside, which this, like, so the 100% was that you don't lose any health, right? Fortunately, I had just gotten the smoke bomb pouch right before this.
Oh, yeah, so you're able to, like, sneak him.
It was perfect, because, you know, there's three gates, you get three bombs. So I literally just went up to the gate, popped a smoke bomb, lowered it, just went over the next one, pop, lower, and then murder everybody.
See, I had to, like, for the first, like, one that was there, I had to, like, just fight everybody, because they would not leave me alone. And then I, like, lowered the gate, and I just, like, started sprinting around and sprinted to the other gate, got that one real quick, and I sprinted to the other gate and got that one.
Right.
And then I didn't have to kill anybody else afterwards. It was like, good job, Ezio, you did it.
It made me kill some people, because I literally just didn't kill anybody. I was just concerned about the objective.
I must have killed enough people for it to just go.
Yeah, because it said, like, clear out the remaining enemies or something along those lines.
I cleared them before.
Fair. But
I didn't need no gate.
See, I just wasn't fucking around. Like, well, I had originally attempted to, just kind of do it as is. But then they would just fucking hound me and hit me. And so I was like, yeah, fuck this shit. Smoke bomb. Just fucking. Have you seen all the memes where, like, people be, like, throwing sand or something like that, and they just be like, pocket vent?
Well, pocket vent? No, I mean,
yeah, that's the thing.
Because pocket sand is a thing from King of the Hill. Dale throws it at somebody. It was pocket sand, and he like throws it at somebody. I've never heard about pocket vent though.
Yeah, that's the thing now. And so I was just thinking about that with fucking Ezio, just throwing out pocket vent. But yeah, that's what I was doing, just getting people high and then doing my gates. Because, you know, what else, like, you know, you got a little smoke bomb. Like, what's man doing? He's got, like, fucking tear gas. Like, what is disorienting these soldiers for so long?
It's just the fact that they can't see him.
Well, nah, because they always they start going like, oh.
I mean, have you ever had smoke in your eyes?
I mean, yeah, it's annoying. I get. I don't know.
I don't know. Hit a joint and then like watch that smoke go right in your eyeballs.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, that shit doesn't like immobilize you for a sec.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll give you that. But or perhaps a cigarette.
Yeah, that too.
Actually, fun fact, I'm currently trying to give up nicotine because I had for years and then I got back on it. And, you know, my girlfriend is also going on this work trip with me because we work at the same place. But she left a few days early, so she took the vape with her. And I was like, all right, this is the best time for me to give up nicotine. And so I'm currently like probably about like 30 hours sober from nicotine. I'm going insane, but I'm sticking my guns. He has a vape in his hands right now, and I have not hit it, even though I really want to. But fuck you. but yeah, I'm staying strong. I'm gonna quit. So put a no Nick nonsense in the chat. Hashtag no Nick nonsense, and help me out. We got this.
Yeah,
I need your support in these trying times.
If he smokes nicotine again, it's your fault.
It's all your fault. Like I said, I did it once. I can do it again. I'm really good at it. I quit all the time. But anyway, so after securing the barracks, the French general reveals that he has kidnapped Bartolomeo's wife, and he has until dawn to surrender. And so, of course, Bartolomeo's just hurling insults the whole time, like, I'm going to fuck your mother, you stupid bitch!
He's like, you stupid French guy, you know, French and shit. I hate you, French guy.
Yeah.
Stupid ass language, too.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, immediately, you know, like the Baron takes off and Bart also takes off on a horse. And so Ezio follows him and they just stroll right up to the French camp where Bart's just screaming at him some more. He's being like, I'm going to kill you. Beat your ass, you stupid little bitch. Fucking fuck you. Just shouting his insults like he always does. But then he kind of looks at Ezio and like I had said earlier, he's just kind of like, I don't know what the fuck to do here.
Like, hey, like this sucks.
You know, I can't get my wife back, so the best option I have is just to fucking surrender and hope for the best. And that's when Ezio's like kind of like looking around, taking stock, and
I got a plan.
Yeah, he was like, get everybody back. I got this. Trust.
Like, I am that guy. Remember?
Yeah. And so at the barracks, Ezio plots to steal French armor in order to infiltrate the camp and overpower them from within, which is very reminiscent. I mean, honestly, like a lot of this stuff is kind of like ripped out of Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah.
Just like the amount of times that you impersonate enemy soldiers.
I was thinking that too. I was like, I feel like you've worn a lot of costumes this fucking like game. Like the second game, you wore some costumes, but this one's like every sequence, you're like dressing up.
Yeah. You're literally over here just fucking kind of going all over, which I mean, I guess thematically it makes sense.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, the whole point of, you know, Brotherhood is that, you know, the Borgia took over Rome and you are severely underpowered and you kind of have to grow from within and all that. And I will say, like, utilizing the Brotherhood is like essential, I think, for a lot of like at least 100% completion. And I really enjoy that aspect of like feeling broken in combat. But in order to truly be like a master assassin, a lot of it does come down to utilizing the different tools and your, your Assassin's Brotherhood.
Oh, yeah.
I have Assassins up to level 6 now.
Damn, I think I have almost level 6. No, I think I just got a level 6 that I upgraded before I hopped off. That was the last thing I did. Like, I finished the sequence, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go visit the assassins real quick.
Hell yeah. Which, the fucking jump in difficulty from 3-star to 4-star is
ridiculous.
Insane.
No, it's ridiculous. I'm like, how is this, I can send one like 5-star assassin and it's like a 90%. And then I send 3 level 5s and then like some level 4s and shit and it's like 25% chance. It's like, no, literally. What do you mean?
Yeah, the jump is fucking insane. So haven't been able to try any 4-star contracts yet because I ain't about to do all that. But I've been chilling in the 3-star lane.
Yeah, that's where I'm still at.
Actually, I might. I think level 6 finally has them like somewhat in the realm. I don't remember. It was a few days, like, because usually I play like the night before, but it's been a couple days for me. Actually, it's been a while. I did it, I think, Thursday night.
Damn.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. Or 2 days. So it's the specifics are starting to fade a little bit. I always say remember like the overall, because I knew it was going to be a busy weekend because again, like we've been saying our goodbyes to a lot of people this week because we're not really going to have time outside of that between the work trip and the move. And so, it's been a very busy week for kind of saying our goodbyes and trying to see everybody before we go. And so, yeah, I did it a little bit early, and then we're a little bit late recording this, so, you know, bada bing, bada boom. But, anyway, you're trying to overpower them from within, trying to, you know, steal these costumes. This is a really annoying mission for me, because the 100% is do not be detected.
I was literally thinking, like, when I was doing this, I was like, this sucks to not be detected. I think I got, like, 8 before I got detected, and I was like, well, that sucks. And then I started killing them all.
Yeah, it was really annoying.
So they said that you needed to kill them, like he's like, don't put up a fight, because there's not no blood or whatever. And I guess that's the 100% sink, and I figured that would like mean that I would only be able to use my Assassin's Blade or something. But after that, I like got in a fight, and I killed like a bunch of them, and it didn't, like it still counted towards that. So I was like, oh.
Okay. Yeah, that was some bullshit. I learned that as well, because I thought I was going to have to do it like barehanded. I was like, I got you shit. And then I quickly learned because I used the assassins one time and it counted. And I was like, oh, a word? Okay, sweet. Because they just straight up got into fights with people.
Well, that's nice, too, because like I'm sure at this point you could summon like are you at 6 assassins or 4?
Oh yeah, I've had the arrow storm for like 3 sequences. Yeah. Now. I told you, I fucking maxed that shit out. Yeah, and so
like 6 assassins, like be able to just like pull like a bunch of assassins. You can take out like half a camp with just like all your assassins. It's crazy.
Of the 20 soldiers that you needed to kill, I believe I only killed like 2 or 3.
Damn,
like I just had my assassins wipe out everybody.
I mean, that's a good way to like kind of get past the don't be detected. Like,
no,
I'm not
literally,
doing
it was the only way I could do it because they were always grouped in like 2 or 3.
Yeah, that was some bullshit. Like, I could do because the 2s I could do because, like, I don't know about you, I got that double assassin blade now.
Yeah,
so, like,
same. But it doesn't work half the time. They have to be very specifically lined up.
I have noticed that, like, if you're running from behind while they're patrolling, you can get them. But like, if you try and like. Just get up in front of them or stop and like between them and do like this thing or yep. Like put your arms out. Mm-hmm. I can't get that to like work, honestly. Like I can only do like the double jump.
No, it's super inconsistent. And because, I tried to do that and it was getting me detected a lot. And I was just like, fuck this. So I'd literally like stroll up to one of the camps and just hold LB and just fucking rain down hell. And then I just do cleanup like for like the 2 or 3 people that were left. And so that was how I got my 20 because I was like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah. That's the way to do it for sure.
Yep. So like I said, like the utilizing the Assassin's Brotherhood is very like essential to kind of making, you know, your full 100% sync progress. And I appreciate that.
Because, oh, yeah. It makes it more fun and immersive for sure. And like it really emphasizes that brotherhood like aspect of the game. Like,
absolutely.
Use your assassins. Like, they're there.
Right. Which I will clarify. So, I did a Borgia Tower this sequence, but, you know, while being super busy this week, I was kind of just steamrolling the main stuff this time, which I very much regret, like, or slash, like, I hate doing, because I'm very much like, oh, doing stuff along the way. Like, I could have done a War Machine this sequence. I could have done, like, another Borgia Tower on top of it. Like, there was all this stuff I passed that I was like, but I really wanted to. But I knew I wasn't going to have the time. Plus, I spent way too much time on Batman this week because of some bullshit.
Wasn't bullshit for me.
Yeah, fuck you. But we'll talk about it over at our Arkham Radio episode. So check that out if you, you know, haven't already. Catch up on the other episodes. Yeah. It's really cool.
It's Batman.
It's Batman, man. It's Batman. But anyway. So... yeah, you assassinate 20 soldiers in the Roman ruins, allowing Bartolomeo's men to steal their armor. And so you get that, donning your disguises. Ezio and the mercenaries lead a seemingly surrendered Bart to the French fortress.
When I went up to, like, meet them, I, like, started getting all, like, sneaky because I saw a bunch of, like, French soldiers up there. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I don't want to alert the soldiers because I think I was, like, notorious at that point. And I got up there, and it was just, like, the soldiers in disguise. And I was like, oh, I'm dumb. I literally just set this mission up for this.
Oh, yeah, it's the shit that I planned.
Yeah.
That's fair. So, yeah, you're essentially, you know, waltzing up. You have to, like, take out guards at checkpoints so you don't give away your ruse, essentially. And you stroll up to the French fortress, which... leads me to this week's trivia question, which is, what is the name of this fortress that you are infiltrating? There is a specific name. It's a real life place in Rome, or I guess I think it's technically outside of Rome. I don't know. Whatever. But what is the name of this fortress? Let us know down in the comments below. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, Landon told me this answer before the podcast, and I still don't know. So
yeah, I mean, it's a very Roman name, which is weird. I mean I'm assuming the French are just occupying it probably is like a Roman fortress that was just occupied by French forces. But yeah, anyway, so best of luck, but
figure it out.
Yeah, so they they, you know, waltz up to it and get taken in. And basically, taking Bart to the Baron, Bartolomeo pretty much immediately antagonizes him as soon as he sees him. And so he's like, the Baron's basically like, I'll shoot your wife right now. And Ezio's like, ah, oh, shit. Okay, fuck it. Let's attack. Bart's going to get his wife killed if we don't do this right now.
Well, that's what I love about Ezio is Ezio's just like... he, like, Bart is such a chaotic, like, character, causing all this chaos, like, just being a menace. And Ezio isn't like, Bart, stop being a fucking menace, you fucking idiot. He's just like, God damn this menace. I gotta clean up all this fucking shit now. And he just does it without even, like, complaining or anything. He just fucking does it. He's like, good. Now things are good now. Now chill. Like,
well, just look at the character development. Because, like, let's go back to the very beginning of Assassin's Creed 2. This was low-key Ezio with fucking Vieri Pazzi.
Oh, yeah.
The Vieri de Pazzi. And so, you know, he was always just, you know, talking shit, slinging stones, like, didn't give a fuck. And now, you know, he's his brother was cleaning up his messes for him. Now he's cleaning up his brother-in-arms' messes.
Yeah.
Just look at that character development. So proud of our baby boy, all grown up.
Matured and everything. Mm-hmm. Art, though, is still very much the same.
Yeah. And I like that he's older than us. And that's, yeah. That's just
okay, Bart. Well, let's go do this.
Let's do it. And so, yeah, all hell breaks loose, causing, you know, Ezio to overtake the Baron and assassinate him. And so... yeah, you had to, like, the whole thing was to, like, the 100% sync was to clear it in, like, less than 5 minutes, so I didn't waste no fucking time. I was fucking gunning it.
Well, it's pretty, they had, like, the path set up pretty easy. Like, it was just like, hey, go up here and sneak behind so you can kill him.
Literally. Just, like, go on up there and then just, whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty easy assassination, just jumping from the rafters. That's at least how I did it.
Yeah, that's what I did as well. And
I am curious to if any of you didn't see that path and tried to, like, storm the castle, like, the front way or any other way, honestly. Do you think you could do it?
Well, I'm assuming you had to go up to the gate at least to like open, because you know you had to like go up a little bit and get that gate open. You had to kill those guards and then open the gate.
I didn't open no gate.
There's a thing where, I mean, maybe we didn't do the same thing then, because so once you guys like start the attack and the Baron runs away, you have to like fight your, well, you go up the rooftops.
So you open up the gate. Yeah. And then you get to that area.
Yeah. And then
that's more what I meant. Like once you get in that area, like where you open up the gate,
right.
Do you think like there's any other way to like storm that area besides the kind of way they set up for you where you go around to the right? Like, I'm curious if anybody did that.
I wonder if they had any like mercenaries nearby or something that you could blend
like,
into.
Like a way to get. I was like, I didn't see any other way, but.
Right. Yeah, I just saw the first thing, and again, I was on a time crunch, so I was like, because I will admit, like, I thought it was gonna take less time originally, and so I was kind of fucking around a little bit with the guards, and then I remembered the time limit, and I was like, oh yeah, I need to get on this. So.
Well, if you did do it. You should let us know how, because I'm interested.
Yeah, let us know about any other ways that you achieve this assassination. But on his deathbed, the Baron claims to have only wanted respect. You know,
he's kind of a loser. He reminds me of like a kid in high school who always just got bullied and then like grew up to be a cop because he's like, respect my authority, you know?
He looks like the Baron looks like the fucking, you know, the movie Monster House, the one older kid who was really good at the arcade games.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he looks like.
He does look like that fucking guy.
Yeah. Shout out to Monster House. Fucking banger of a movie.
Banger movie. If you haven't watched it, watch it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So good. But yeah, that's who I think of when I think of the Baron. Although that guy's cool-ish. Like, you know, not by character, just purely on looks.
Isn't that TJ Miller?
You might be right. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've heard his voice. I can only picture him in that one scene where he comes in and steals his food and and then runs away. It might have been TJ Miller, though. I think you're right, but. Shout out to TJ Miller. We met him.
Yeah, I have a picture with that dude.
Yeah. Because back when I worked at a comedy club, he came and I helped service him. And we actually had some drinks together and had some interesting discussion that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Wow.
Confidentiality and all that. But yeah. Anyway, that was the end of the sequence. Like I said, it is a short sequence.
Yeah, it's pretty back to like just Assassin's Creed tradition, just, you know, assassin time.
Yep, pretty much. Not a whole lot to talk about there. But again, like we were talking like right before the podcast about how this game really lets the side content do some of the heavy lifting. Like, not to say that the story's bad, but, you know, a lot of the main missions are a little more bare bones. Like there are some that are, you know, you have the set pieces like in Assassin's Creed 2, but then there are some stretches that are a little like formulaic, not necessarily in a bad way, but just kind of, you know, yeah, it is sort of like checking off the checklist sort of thing. And it is in the side content.
Yeah.
You know? Building the Brotherhood, clearing Borgia Tower is sort of, you know, reconquering Rome.
Heck, spending all that time getting all that shit from Rome is like, it takes a lot of time.
It does. Well, especially when you get to those landmarks, you know, some of them costing like 400,000 florins or whatever, like just an insane amount of money. So yeah, it does take you a lot of time. Like it's probably like double or even triple the game's length to really 100% it, which, you know, is something I'm going to have to look forward to do. I've done one of the virtual trainings. Actually, I scrolled through them. There's not actually that much, so I'm not as worried about getting through those, but I was thinking about it and I was like, I have so much catching up to do because I've had no time to really dig into this side stuff.
I don't think it'll be that hard for those like challenges, honestly. Like, you're a pro gamer.
Yeah, we'll see. Honestly, the biggest thing I'm worried about is, again, like, the you know, these games are a little clunky with the physics, you know, so I'm just worried about getting pissed off because he jumped some way that he wasn't fucking supposed to. Because this is, you know, those challenges are all about precision, which can be difficult with these games sometimes. So we'll see. But because I don't think there's any actual like achievements associated with those. But like, if I'm going to complete this game, I'm going to complete everything. Like, you know, in Assassin's Creed 2, I didn't necessarily need to complete, like, to grab all the treasures. But it was another thing I could tick off the list just to say, like, I've experienced every facet, like, everything that this game has to offer. I'm going to fucking do it. So that's kind of how I feel about the virtual training in this game, as well as, you know, whatever else might not necessarily have an achievement attached to it. I want to do it all. I want to be able to say I have experienced everything that this game can offer me. And, you know, just because, yeah, I feel like if I'm, you know, we're doing a whole damn podcast about it, I might as well.
An experiencer. That's a word.
Sure. Something like that. But yeah, so, and then that does wrap up our second act. We're getting into the final act of this game here. We've only got three more sequences left.
Wow.
So, you know, now we've experienced pretty much like every, like in terms of, you know, brand new like gameplay mechanics or whatnot, we've experienced pretty much everything this game has to offer at this point. How are you feeling now, two thirds of the way in?
I'm feeling a little OP, but I feel like it's fine because like I feel like I should be OP. Like, and also it feels so badass sometimes just walking into like Borgia camps and like just on your assassins and just like strutting through,
right?
Not even like fighting, just like, haha, look at my army.
Honestly, I would say that like the power scaling, I guess you would call it, of this game is kind of what makes Revelations a bit of a step down, because like, how do you continue to make the game more or like progress past this point of Brotherhood? Because I think their solution to, you know, Ezio super strong, how do we keep the gameplay fresh and engaging? A lot of that is due to the Brotherhood concept and, you know, their side content and everything. Like the combat itself, we've talked about before, all almost simplistic at this point because of the kill combo and just like demonstrating that, you know, Ezio's really, really strong. So now it's all about, oh, there's, you know, we have the 100% sync options. We've allowed for more nuance and things like that. Revelations, you know, like Ezio's, you know, he's getting up there in years and whatnot. And so now you have the grapple hook and
the hook blade.
The hook blade. Yeah, sorry. The hook and then the blade.
There's the hook and the blade.
Hook blade. But and tower defense and all this shit, like, you know, it does feel like they are kind of grasping at straws a little bit there. And then you know, you have the dual storylines going on, but I
also was gonna say, I feel like this game has a lot more focus on narrative, or Revelations has a lot more focus on narrative though,
right?
Like, and I think that might be kind of why it feels a little less than the other games, because like it was more about the experience for 2 and the experience for 3, but then like they kind of like, this is about the narrative, and like we're gonna try and push the story now, which was like a good story,
right?
It felt more locked in, like almost more linear than the other games.
I agree. I think the narrative is honestly probably the strongest part of Revelations, whereas like the gameplay, it does kind of resort to gimmicks to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, here's a new gameplay concept and here's a new gameplay concept. That doesn't really feel needed. It just felt like it was kind of put in there to keep things fresh. And so I think part of that, like I said, does come from Brotherhood, where it's like, how much stronger can you really make Ezio at this point?
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I think the Brotherhood helps mitigate that. But you know, you can't do that. Like, well, now what can you do in Revelations? Like, what's your thing now? And so I do feel like they kind of faltered a bit because their answer was tower defense. And I don't know if that was the right answer.
No, that was not. I don't know why, like, they would think the mini game Assassin's Creed fans want is tower defense.
Yeah, I mean, but It was fine. It weren't no Plants versus Zombies, I'll tell you what. but, you know, yeah. Though, I don't want to come off as a Revelations hater. I'm actually a Revelations defender.
I love that game.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it is definitely, you know, the worst of the Ezio trilogy. But it's still a good game. It's still good. But anyway, yeah, I'm excited to get into it. Again, like we're getting into the final act here. We got a few more. It's sad that we're already coming there. Yeah, I mean, granted, we have been playing it for a bit at this point, but I feel like, you know, hours wise, you know, I feel like we've just barely gotten into this game, and here we are starting to head towards the end.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, like I said, like you said, there's a lot. They want you to play the side stuff. They want you to take over Rome. They want you to take out the Romulus people. What are they?
Yeah, followers of Romulus.
Yeah, cult of Romulus, whatever. Like they add all that shit in there, and I feel like a lot of stuff has story to it too. Like it's not just like here's some shy shit to do.
Oh yeah, well, like for example, you know, I talked about how I've been doing the. I think I want to say like about 2/3 of the way through the scholar storyline, because there are some scholars that are being hunted by Templars that you can assist. And that's a cool storyline. It started kind of story heavy, now is becoming less so, but, you know, that's a cool storyline. You know, there is, which I guess we will probably have one more episode, because I was trying to think about how to do the Da Vinci Disappearance, which is the DLC for Brotherhood. And oh, so yeah. I don't know if we'll consider that like episode 10 or if we'll consider that a bonus episode. Probably just like episode 10, honestly, that will just cover the Da Vinci Disappearance, because it is basically like a bonus sequence in the same way that sequences 12 and 13, right? Or 11 or 12, one of the two.
Yeah.
Of two were added later. You know, this is set after the main game. So we'll do that after, but we will have an extra sequence there with the Da Vinci's disappearance. But what was my point of that?
I don't know. I don't know either. Started rambling.
I've been rambling a lot this episode. But, hey, you know, it was a short sequence. We got time. But anyway, before he pops a gasket, We'll get on out of here. Do you got anything else you'd like to end before we skedaddle?
I do not.
Okie dokie. Don't forget this week's trivia question, which is, what is the name of the French fortress that the Baron is occupying? Let us know down in the comments. Thank you for being here. All of you that are supporting us across, you know, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you watch, listen, consume our content. We appreciate you. Again, check out Patreon. We've got a bonus plus episode this week.
Yeah.
So very excited. Check that out. But patreon.com/resyncpodcast. And we will see you guys in like a month and a half-ish. You know, like I said, we'll be gone for a little bit here, but we'll be back with some
Take
more.
Take your time. Do some side shit. The game wants you to do that side shit.
If you've just been blasting through the main story this whole time, yeah, do side stuff, you know, catch up. Or again, like Lucas said, just, you know, do some more side stuff, have some fun there. I'm probably not going to be doing a whole lot. I'm not going to lie, because I'm going to be busy over the month, and I'm mostly going to be grinding Batman stuff, because when we do get back, it'll be the season finale of Batman, because Batman's a little shorter than Brotherhood.
Got some cleanup.
Yeah, so I got plenty of cleanup to do for Batman that I'm going to be focusing on. But, you know, I might jump into Assassin's Creed a little bit here while I'm gone. We'll see. But appreciate you guys. We'll see you guys next time in a brand new setup and all kinds of really cool stuff. We'll keep you updated with any and all updates. Appreciate you guys. And remember, nothing is true.
Everything is permitted.
Ta-ta.